Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill. Stand up for your rights. Come on, y'all, get up and stand up for your rights and for rights of people who have disabilities, whether they're mental disabilities or physical disabilities. We must stand up for people who have not the capacity to stand up for themselves. Is that my idea? No. It's almost the natural law. You know, I have seen videos where animals help one another. I've seen videos where strangers actually pushed a train. They all were strangers. They didn't know each other, and they didn't know the man who was trapped between the door of the train and the platform. They didn't know him. They didn't know each other. But suddenly, when they saw that a person, a human being, was in trouble, they all forgot about their appointments. I'm sure some of them needed to be someplace at a certain time. That's the way it usually is at a train station. But they all forget about what they were rushing to do, and they stopped to push that train off a fellow commuter where he was trapped. And so we have people who are trapped today. We have people who have mental disabilities who are entrapped in this evil system that so often uses people who have mental disabilities as prison commodities. I believe that is what happened in the Terrell Scott case. Terrell Scott is incarcerated right now, Either today, August 19th, 2015, or at some future date to this tape. When you listen to this tape, Terrell Scott, the young man we'll be discussing, is incarcerated, and he's innocent. He's innocent. Not only is he innocent, but he's sick. He's sick mentally, and he's also having physical health problems. Physical health problems as well. His mother, because she had to deal with so much stress, she's sick too. As a matter of fact, Holly Alston, a young mother in her 40s, early 40s, has already had a heart attack. Her dad, Terrell Scott's grandfather, who was, when he was working, he was a historian, African-American history. Numerous programs at college campuses. He taught African American Studies at Harvard University, and others. He's sick. And part of the reason that he's sick is because his grandson is in this circumstance. His firstborn grandson. That is really sad. He gave so much of his life to imparting knowledge, teaching, and he can't help his grandson because the system has him. And Terrell Scott has brothers who love him and want him home. He has a little brother named Ty who sleeps with his pitcher hugged to his chest because they were so close. And he feels so bad for Terrell Scott, who is suffering and endangered. Don't think that anybody who's imprisoned is not in danger. In fact, America has lost more prisoners in 1 year than in all the years that we've had conflict in Iraq, Afghanistan, put together. Yes, more prisoners die than do our battlefield soldiers every year. So I'm going to bring on Holly Alston and our guest right now because we need to hear what's going on with Terrell Scott. Hello, Holly. Are you with
us? Hi, Mary. How are you? Thanks for having me come on.
Wonderful to have you, Holly. And I think we have also Catherine Connor. Catherine, are you on?
Yes.
Hi, Wonderful. Everybody. Hey, listen, Holly Alston, I want you to meet a friend of mine, a dear friend, Catherine Connor. She has not dealt with mental health problems in her family, but she's had a son who was in trouble. And you know, the situation is that he was also innocent. And these things happen. So I want you two mothers to meet each other, Holly Alston and Catherine Connor.
Hi, Holly.
Holly.
Hi, how are you? Nice seeing you.
I'm good. Same here. I'm sorry to hear about your son. We just got to be strong and prayerful.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I feel bad. I got on the radio late, so I don't know the background of your son's history. So I apologize for that as well.
Okay.
Well, you can look it up. I'll tell you about it after we let you give us an update on Terrell Scott, who we care very much about and who we always champion his case because we believe in Terrell Scott. We believe in your whole family, and we feel very bad about the situation. I was so surprised for him to be rearrested after he'd only been out of jail a short time on what was supposed to be a plea bargain. But the system didn't really want to let him go. He signed a plea bargain, and he really didn't sign it. He just wrote on there, "I'm mentally ill, and I don't understand this." And he was really signing his own statement. But, you know, the mentally ill are very victimized. So go ahead and give us an update. Everybody, if you want to read about Terrell Scott, it's online. And be sure to read my articles about him also. Just put in Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, and my name, Mary, M-A-R-Y, Neal, N-E-A-L. So go right ahead and do that after you listen to this show, and you can get the background information on this whole case. Okay, go ahead, Holly, and tell us what's going on with Terrell Scott now. God bless you.
Okay. I guess I'll just start with the latest news. Unfortunately, Terrell has to have his teeth pulled. I don't know how many he has to have pulled. And, of course, the way the prison is set up, They don't really have to tell you. So I have to hear from Terrell when I see him. So I don't know when this is supposed to occur. But the reason why Terrell is losing his teeth, I spoke to the head administrator over at Retreat Prison, SDI Retreat Prison, that's in Sunland, Pennsylvania. About 3 years ago, Terrell tried to take his life in prison. The reason why he tried to take his life in prison was because the accuser actually told Terrell's little brother, Amari, that she was sorry about what happened to Terrell. She was sorry for what she did, basically. She was not aware of everything that was happening to Terrell. So with that news, then we made sure that there was cameras that caught her confession. They could see her body language. But because of that news, Terrell was looking forward that his attorney Phil Lauer, would go and talk to Crystal, go get those tapes to catch her confession. All Philip Lauer went and told us, oh, I'm too busy. So Terrell started losing hope. During this time, Terrell was housed, I cannot think of the prisoner's name, off Gerard Bennett. He has full-blown AIDS. He had a medically inserted catheter. He was a problem inmate, so they kept putting him with different inmates. And unfortunately, when they housed Terrell with this inmate, Gerard Bennett, who has full-blown AIDS. They had an argument over a TV. Terrell didn't care about it. The guy spit in Terrell's face and his eye, saying, ha-ha, now you got AIDS. But during that time, Gerard Bennett, he would get high off of Klonopin. The runners would give him Klonopin. They were well aware of that. It was well documented about what he did. So he would get so high off his Klonopin high that he would allow his medically inserted catheter bag, the urine bag, to overflow. So all this bloody urine would be on the cell floor, and they made Terrell clean that up. So he was exposed without any proper cleaning equipment to clean up this bloody infested urine blood that had HIV. So because of Lauer didn't bother to get the confession, because he was housed, they went and put Terrell, when Terrell asked for medical attention, they put him in the hole. And after that, after a week, they put him in a cell by himself. At that point, Terrell had lost all hope. He started saving all his psychotic medication. Even though it was powder form, somehow he saved it. And he saved enough that he overdosed. During that, when they found him, they called me 2 days later saying they found my son unresponsive. He was on life support at Easton Hospital. During that time, I found that other inmates told me that they dropped Terrell. Also, they said that they were that there was a commotion around Terrell's body. We're assuming that Terrell had got kicked or his jaw had got broken during the time, or it could have occurred when Terrell got beaten up the first year while he was in prison, and that he got beaten over the head with a wooden dustpan, which resulted in him losing eyesight in his left eye, and he's deaf in his right ear. So to get back to his teeth being pulled, I talked to the administrator. Terrell used to have healthy, pearly, white teeth before he went into prison. I asked, how within 6 years could someone's teeth go to being all rotten to the point they had to be pulled? The administrator, he's just assuming, but he was saying, if they did not bother to look at Terrell's jaw, to set it or to examine or anything, loss of blood can occur to the jaw and to the teeth, which would result with the jaw and the teeth dying. So that's most likely the reason why my son's teeth had to be pulled out. And what's ironic is that they forced Terrell, the Easton police forced Terrell, doing a lie detector test, to admit to two things. One, taking a claw hammer to these girls' teeth and bashing them 3 blows. These girls have their teeth, they're all intact. They couldn't remember which tooth was knocked out. Now here, they have their teeth. Well, my son's losing his teeth. So that's to bring you up to par what's happening right now. A few months ago, the parole board told Terrell, what, I'm going to even look at you. Terrell's parole is up in August of 2016, on top of that 5 years of probation. Okay? during this, while you're in prison, you're supposed to take these sexual offenders classes, okay? Charles not going to do that. They're saying that he's in violation because of a sentencing order. There was never, ever sentenced any sentencing order. Northampton County has not done anything by the book. They've done things completely illegal. Judge Zito, Lauer, Pat Brocious, the Attorney General, can't think of his name right now. I cannot think of his name, but they all have conspired to keep Trump in prison. So now the parole board is saying, you know, you're not even going to get parole. We're just going to keep you in prison. And on top of that, Judge Zito somehow, and he's in Northampton County. My son is up in Luzerne County right now. Was able to get a special probation, adding 2 more years, so adding 7 more years to Charles' probation, and they forced Charles to sign it. So that's to sum up everything that has been going on the last couple of months. There has been a habeas corpus that was written to try to get Charles out of this. Northampton County is sitting on that. The only way that Charles can get out of prison, the other way will be for us to have money to get an attorney to get Troll out of this mess. But that's to sum up everything, Mary. So unfortunately, my son, I asked him how he felt about losing his peace. And he just said at this point, he says, Ma, it hurts so much he does not care. He can't eat. He's losing weight. He's not healthy. And also, last Wednesday, a prisoner was killed right in front of Terrell. That's another thing. Trell is not supposed to be housed with the general public. They are going against what they know about to put Trell in. They have him with the general population. They have him with murderers and lifers. So this is, and also what has happened, I cannot think of what the correction officer, but the correction officer over at Retreat Prison has threatened Terrell, saying that he will burn him to death while he takes a shower. He has also notified other prisoners if they want to scold Terrell with hot water, just to let him know. There was a prisoner that was in Florida that was killed this way. He was killed in a matter of minutes. He was in the shower. They scalded him with hot water, and they had one of the prisoners pick up the skin that fell off his body and put them in the prisoner's shoe. So Terrell is always worried that he's going to be killed, or the other issue I have, the fact that he's having his teeth pulled, they're going to do it in the prison. Most people, when they get their teeth pulled, they go to a hospital. But to sum it up, that's the last couple of months, that's what has been happening with Trell Mary.
Well, we certainly, I'm speechless. I mean, to think about all that Terrell is going through. You know how I feel about Terrell. Every time I think about him, it's just like one of the worst cases of abuse that I've ever dealt with since I've started working with Assistance to the Incarcerated Mentally Ill. And that started in 2007. And Terrell's case is one of the worst that I've dealt with. You know, I know that I've dealt with cases where people have been killed, but Terrell is just really outrageous for what he's going through. And now they're ready to pull his teeth, and you don't know how many, because they have rotted, and they rotted possibly because he was in a conflict at the prison. He was beaten, and his jaw was broken during this conflict. Did you tell the audience what the prison guard told him, and that's why he didn't get treated at the time? Did you let them know?
Okay. Officer Hill, I don't know his first name, Officer Hill, basically threatened Terrell. He told him, if you tell anybody, that your family would be threatened. So Terrell didn't bother to say anything. I didn't realize Terrell even had any injuries until I visited him, and I could still see the gash on his head. Terrell, to this day, on over his right ear, you can see an indentation of one of the strikes of his head. So he has an indentation from the force of this blow. Okay? I did not realize my son was losing his hearing. He didn't want to tell me until I realized I was yelling to the phone when he would call or doing visits. I could tell he wasn't really responding. He would just, you know, give me a smile. And I realized he was not hearing. I asked him, "Joe, can you hear?" And he said, "No, Ma." So my son went in, a healthy, young, strong black man. My son has lost so much weight. He's lost so much of his life. He's lost his freedom. He's lost his time with his family. He's had to go through death in his family. My son, he is ruined. His back, he has back problems. He has atrophy in his left hand. So much has happened in the 6 years that my son has been in prison. And all it would take would be for Crystal to confess and say, "Look, I lied." All it would take for her daughters, who majority of them and her and the son, majority of them are over 18, to get my son out of this. Because the system, they're going to do everything they can to keep my son in prison. They do not want him. They do not want his story out. They do not want the public to know how corrupt Northampton County, that's located in eastern Pennsylvania. This is the same state that Sandusky raped all those kids, same state that the judge was going to kick back by lying, putting juveniles in prison for no reason or for little tiny little things that they did. This county is so corrupt, and it's all based on because my son took care of this woman's kid. This older white woman lied to my son when my son and I went to Children Youth and told about how bad of a parent, how the kids were not going to school. We did everything to protect those kids, and this is the thanks that my son gets.
So your son got hurt. He was beaten in prison, and his jaw was apparently broken.
Yeah.
And because the prison guard didn't want him to bring attention to that, he didn't want Terrell Scott to file a report on that. And he told Terrell Scott that would endanger his family if he reported his beating to anyone. His family would be endangered. And of course, Terrell loves you and loves his brothers. And for him to endanger you, that's something that, you know, he couldn't let that happen. And this is the same thing that child molesters tell children. They say, "If you tell what I did to you, you know, your mommy and daddy, I'm going to get them." And they know how horrible this person is, so they believe the person. And so he used a game on Terrell that is used on children, and it worked. Because Terrell Scott has the innocence of a child and, to a large extent, the mentality of a child. And that is how the user was able to get Terrell to live with her, give her his check, take care of five young children. And then, at the end of the day, when Terrell told you how badly this woman was neglecting and abusing her children, the whole thing was examined because you and Terrell went to Children's Youth Services and you reported this woman, but they didn't take your word for it. They investigated thoroughly and they found enough validity and Terrell Scott's story to remove all five of her children from her. Being this woman was missing her child support, she was missing whatever benefits she got from those children. And almost a year later, months later, she decided to go and report that Terrell himself was abusing her children. Who would believe such a thing? Who would believe that she suddenly thought of that almost a year later and went and made a report? Who would take her word over an innocent young man who never had any legal problems, who had witnesses? Who would believe it? So they simply did not take it to trial. Instead, they put Terrell in prison and have never yet. Has he been in prison? How long? Tell me quickly.
This time he's 6.5 years.
6.5 years. Ladies and gentlemen, come back and listen to the rest of the show. I'm going to ask Catherine Connor to give her assessment, her opinion, on what is happening to Terrell Scott and why. Ms. Connor, what do you think about this?
This is the most horrible story I've heard in a long time. I mean, you know, you and I both, we see and hear some stories out of this world on Facebook, but that is the most horrible. I mean, I'm moved to tears. I mean, it's just horrible. Horrible. And to treat a human being like that, I mean, I just don't know. It's just unbelievable. It's inhumane that, you know, and over nothing, much of nothing, to do him like that, and then
over a lie.
This woman obviously has the answer, and she won't confess. Man, she's gonna pay for that. She's gonna pay for that. I just wish, ma'am, I wish with all my heart I had the money to hire a lawyer for your son. If I could, I would.
I
mean, it's horrible. I mean, my son and I went through a lot. But, he was jailed for something that he didn't do at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he was blessed still through that because he was in jail with, like, some of the locals around here that knew him and kind of looked out for him. And he had never been in trouble or anything. He was innocent to the system, just a perverted teacher when she started it. And she lied on him and said she saw his genitals. And because I wouldn't agree to him taking a plea deal, I'd ask to see school cameras, because this is supposed to happen during the summer when he was working like on a school program, and they never could produce none of that. And I guess I must have hired between us both, because I had some legal issues too. But I'm talking about my son now because, you know, it's similar to your son.
Mm-hmm.
And but the bottom line is neither one of us had actually did the crime, and it just, I mean, it just took the wind out of my sails to know that these people can do these kind of things to you, and it's really nobody that you can go to undo it, because there's so many of them just like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just, it's just the most horrible story I done ever heard. I mean, I've heard some stories, and I've seen some things, experienced some things, but this is just horrible to treat somebody that's handicapped like that. He shouldn't even be in that environment, period. You know, what I see, he shouldn't have even been in there, because that was more like a hearsay type thing. She said that he supposedly had did this, but what I gather from it, there's no evidence that, you know, DNA or anything like that.
Yes, excuse me, ma'am.
Well, Catherine, could I make something a little bit clearer for you?
Yes.
At no point, I don't think, at no point, because she doesn't think this way. Holly Austin does not think this way. So at no point do I believe she told you that this is a Caucasian woman. Does that make things clearer for you, Catherine?
Yes, it does.
My son was 17. My son was 17, and she was in her late 40s. She raped my child.
Yes, yes. And you can look up online, Catherine, for Terrell Scott, Sex Slave. Is that the name of that article, Holly?
Yes.
Okay. So, a teenage sex slave, she took him home, and she used him physically, and she gave him nanny duties over her children, and she kept him for about 4 years. And Holly wanted him to come away from that environment, and she discovered that he did not want to leave because he felt responsible for those children, and he felt bad to leave them knowing that their mother was so negligent. And the worst thing that I heard about the children is that strange men would come knock on the woman's door, and she would order her little manor girls to go in the bedroom with the strange men who came. Now, we can't say whether they were being molested, but it's certainly not outside of what happens to some children. So these children have been very traumatized, Holly, and I know that they're of age now, that they should be able to come forward and help clear your son. And sometimes I'm sure you feel very hurt that they would allow this to go on.
I'm angry. But it's beyond hurt. I'm angry because I treated these girls like they were mine as well. They called me grandma. We did things as a family. And for them to do this, and I understand that their mother put them up to it, but if they have a heart, they know Terrell took care of them when their mother left them.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Sometimes children who've been raised in dysfunctional environments like they were are so traumatized, though, that they have false memories. Some of them are so traumatized that they grow up and get into legal trouble themselves, and being lawyers and police can blackmail them and say, don't you ever come to us with anything about Terrell Scott. Otherwise, you're going to serve your whole sentence for stealing whatever you stole or for the time we caught you with drugs. What I'm saying is, I know of cases like that where this Native American man is falsely accused. And this is Janice Howe, H-O-W-E, Janice Howe's cousin, and she's on Facebook. And he was falsely accused. And the woman accused him of hurting her little girl, who was not his little girl, but they used to date. And she did have children by him. But she accused this man she dated and lived with of abusing her daughters who were older than the two she had with him. And it never happened. And the thing is that she called him every single day in the jail. Repeatedly she called him. I don't know what was going on that people could make phone calls into the jail, but evidently they could. And they have records of it. But if somebody raped your little girl, why you want to talk to them? Why you want to call them? And so this woman said to people that she was going to tell that it wasn't true later, but she just wanted him to stay put a while because he was talking about breaking up with her. And she wanted him to stay put until he realized how much he misses her. And the point is that eventually, when she would have come forward with the truth, that's her idea, to make him suffer, make him miss her, and get him out of jail. It didn't work because the DA reportedly went to her mother's funeral, and threatened her. He told her, according to witnesses, that if she ever came and tried to withdraw her testimony against that man, her children's father, that he would see that she never saw any of her children again. Now, these are not false threats. These people do have the capacity to use CPS against you. And the thing is that even the threat that Terrell got, saying that if he told about his jaw being broken in a beating, that they would hurt your family. You know that that's not an entirely false threat, because we only have 5 more minutes, but I want you to tell us very quickly how they did use CPS to threaten the unity of your family. Tell us that real quickly.
Well, basically, Joe wasn't even out of prison for 24 hours. Children and youth had 2 workers in my living room and 2 Bethlehem police. They all would not give me their badge number, who they were. They said if I did not give up my child, Kai, Terrell would have to go back to prison and would take Kai away. I was forced to sign paperwork to say that I'm a drug addict, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm a bad parent. They threatened Terrell, saying that you are such a threat to your little brother that as long as you are alive, you always would be a threat. Terrell was out of prison not even for 2 months. Terrell tried to kill himself 3 times to jump off a bridge. Children youth, they're still in my life. They are watching this case. So if Terrell ever does get out, they will take Kai away from me.
So you were browbeaten by CPS, and they essentially wanted you to choose between your sons, your mentally handicapped son, who was a grown-up physically, but he was like a child mentally, and your little boy, who was only 10 years old. They wanted to make you choose. They demanded of you, black woman, one of your strong young books. Is that how you felt?
Yeah.
They demanded one of your sons, and they wanted you to choose between Terrell Scott, who's a handicapped young man who needs his mother so much, and Kai, who is a little 10-year-old boy who you must finish raising. You must not turn him over to an evil system that regularly, sexually abuses children up there in Pennsylvania. And so they had you between a rock and a hard place. And Terrell felt that the only thing that would help would be for him to remove himself and be dead. Am I wrong or right?
You're absolutely right.
Give us your parting thoughts, Holly Austin. Tell the public how they can help, what you would like to see done on behalf of your captured, mentally ill, innocent young man, Terrell Scott. Tell us what would happen.
For the listening audience, I know there's people who know attorneys. On my Facebook page, you can find me under Holly Alston. That's A-L-S-T-O-N. I have the habeas corpus that is written out. The case history, it explains everything, every illegal thing. My son never had a warrant out for his arrest. He was denied an attorney. He was denied everything. and they have kept my son. They even forced him to sign his right of way for a speedy trial. All that's in there. So any attorney, if you feel you can win money out of this, the money's yours. I just want my son out. I just want him to be taken care of, and that's all I want. So anybody out there, if you guys have a heart and you want to help this innocent black man, this innocent man that was taken from his family, please help.
Thank you, Holly Alston. You can see her also on my page at Facebook as one of my friends. Her name is spelled Holly Alston.